Was there something that large existing that you were replacing, or?
No, it was a 5-footer that was in there, which was deemed insufficient, you know, for fish passage. The biologist came out and did some field work and discovered that there were, you know, salmon fry far upstream. And so, you know, during the project development and permitting process, they told us we needed to go back with something bigger than what was in there. And so we landed on 10 feet. They were kind of pushing for an even larger culvert. And this was about the biggest we could go. And, you know, without just driving the cost of the project crazy, you know. And if you start to get bigger, then, you know, the amount of fill that's on top of this culvert becomes a factor, too, because it's about 30 feet of rock that has to go in on top of it. So,
okay. So
you know, the bigger you go, the more mass you need to provide that structure. And a 10-footer was big enough to satisfy fish and game and still try and keep our project budget somewhat reasonable.
I think insurances, or no... federal money is paying for
this
emergency.
There was no insurance coverage on this, okay. But there was FEMA funding available, and so that's why we've been, you know, working closely with, especially with things like culvert size, because when you get into federal permitting, you know, you have to satisfy all the agencies that federal agency coordinates with. And so whereas if we had just self-funded this, we probably could have just put back what was there, but because we were taking advantage of other funding, you know, we needed to do things according to their requirements. And so so we're putting in a bigger culvert, but it's all, you know, the entire project is being funded by FEMA, so we're not having to match any local funds. So basically we won't have any out of pocket for the construction.
Tell me, you're describing a little bit of the history that the contractor's digging up here.
Yeah, so no one's exactly sure, that we've talked to anyway, when this thing first went in. But near as we can tell, it's probably around 50 years old. And the fill was constructed over a period of time with anything and everything that they had on hand, you know. There's a lot of muskeg in it. There's some rock. There's some old car bodies. There's tires. There's, you know, a lot of detritus. And we're trying to sort out all of the trash and dispose of that properly. But a lot of the soil that we're taking out, we're also finding that has no competence. It's not. It won't stack. It won't compact. It's not reusable. And so that material we're hauling up to the landfill, and we're putting that on the edge of our pad up there. It'll give us a little bit more room up in the landfill. And we've talked to DEC about it, and they're okay with what we're doing. And so it's a little more work for the contractor, so it'll probably be a little more cost than what we originally contracted for. But we do feel like it'll fall within the scope of the approved project and also within the budget of the approved projects.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this, you know, you can see this scale of things here is
why we decided not to try and do this in-house. Because literally, the crew would have been doing this all summer with no time to do anything else. So that's why we decided to hire it out, because we just don't have the equipment or the manpower to handle something of this size in addition to the other things that we have to do around here.
Yeah, it looks like they're running multiple trucks to get the stuff out.
Yeah, and some really large equipment. You know, this excavator here is about 150,000 pound machine. That's way, way larger than anything we have in the borough inventory.
Wow.
I think it's about a 5-yard bucket. So,
it's like the gold mining show here.
It does kind of look like a mine, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of when I came out here after they'd really started opening it up, and what I immediately thought of was an open pit mine, you know.
But, you haven't found any gold yet, though.
Not that I know of. There's some copper in there.
Really?
You can see some copper wire hanging out there.
Right.
But yeah, it's... you know, to the bottom of the excavation is about 40 feet. And so this will be 10 feet and then, you know, 30 feet of fill basically on top of that new culvert. So.